Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Bus Talk, a podcast about your life at work. I have a fabulous episode today. As always, I'm super excited. It is going to make you think. It is something that's going to challenge your traditional belief system, probably borderlines of being a bit provocative and controversial, if I may use that. And Bus Talk has never believed in rhetorics or anything, so rest assured, none of that syllabus changes. But the whole idea is to come up with a very thought-provoking session. But before I do that, I wanted to spend a quick few minutes appreciating and thanking all you listeners across the world. Spotify recently concluded their annual Wrapped session. For those who don't know, it's a summary of your podcast and the statistics and where it's reached and some inferences which the podcast impacted people around the world. I want to share some of the insights they have shared with us because this is your result. So first up, thank you so much for being so generous, so kind, so engaging. A solo, single, slow burn kind of podcast couldn't have asked for anything better. So the top episode for the year gone by, still not gone, I mean, still 25 odd days still remaining, but for the year till date, is a starter kit for your personal branding at work. So for those who have not heard it, please scroll up and you will find, or scroll down, you will find that episode, a starter kit for your personal branding at work. I wonder why this resonated so much that it became, when you voted it as the top episode at Bus Talk, is it because that people are feeling lost in this crowd, that nobody is speaking for them, their hard work is not being reflective, or are we saying the systems are faulty, that despite all the hard work, all the efforts, all the long hours that you work, people just don't seem to see what you're doing? And therefore, you know, some of the content that was discussed in the starter kit for your personal branding at work might have resonated with you. So if it did, thank you so much. Do drop a voice note or a message on LinkedIn or wherever that you consume this broadcast and let me know if that really helped you. Next, if I see the next part of, and I'm just scrolling as I see, this episode was streamed more than 312% than the average episode on Bus Talk. Clearly, there is a lot that is happening in our workplace. Next, let's talk about the fans. Almost 89% of the listeners discovered Bus Talk in 2023. I do suspect it is to do with the Apple charts. And for those who don't know, it featured at number 3 or number 4, if I am not mistaken. I mean, given just for maybe a day or a few hours, if not anything longer, claim to fame. I think that kind of boosted visibility because I have a struggle. My distribution is very limited, right? I have a Bus Talk WhatsApp group. If you are so keen, drop me a note and you have to share your phone number. If you're so comfortable doing that, I can add you to the Bus Talk group. At the moment, there are about 170 people there who dedicatedly bear with the episode. There are no good morning messages. There are no forwards, silly forwards or jokes. It's just the episode before I publish. I publish it and share it on WhatsApp. And this select group of people are kind enough to engage in that conversation. It's just a weekly communication channel. And so if that's something that excites you, I'd be more than happy to add you to the group. Next, the episode which got the new listeners, and if you're one of them, started was the comic syndrome, how some leaders mess things up. That really got them charged up. And, you know, I suspect it's many of those, and I don't have that data with me. Probably you're not very happy with your supervisor or leadership at this point in time. Could be an inference that it resonated with you. How leaders mess things up. Had I been the leader, I would have done this so differently. And until that day when you do become the same leader and you realize, uh-oh, this is not that simple. So I think that's something that resonated with and again, so those who have not heard that episode, comic syndrome, scroll down and you will find that. I've been sharing the next statistic with all of you consistently. Bus Talk was streamed to additional 14 countries. Like, that's really traveling. But the surprising thing was, I mean, India, US, UK, this was the obvious because I know some people there and there must have been some organic people, organic listeners. Kenya has a very, comes in very high in the order. And I'm so glad. And I have very fond memories of my stay in the African continent way back when. And so I really thank, if any Kenyans listening to this, residing in Kenya or globally, thank you so much. You're very kind. Next, if I move forward, and this is about you. So the set of people who tuned in to Bus Talk, for them, business and management is something which they voted and subscribed to in their journeys, morning walks, evening talks, stuck in traffic, all the right places where you should listen to Bus Talk. So it kind of ties in. The close next is modern Bollywood. I am actually surprised. So typically this is a slow burn, like you know, right? It's a solo, almost cut and dry kind of a podcast. And here you have the absolute opposite, which is a masala entertainer, which is modern Bollywood. And so if there are people who enjoy listening to that, then that is a very interesting observation. I'll keep it at that. Very interesting statistic that follows, that 58% of all the Bus Talk listeners shared it forward as a direct link. They copied the link and forwarded to their the people who thought would like such a podcast. 24% forwarded on WhatsApp and 8% on X, formerly Twitter, and 3% on Instagram. Now, I've not been very strong on Instagram, and there's that much social media presence that you can do. And I know everybody's been saying, put some clips out. I'm going to try. Why did I get that bandwidth? See, one thing I've always promised all of you, I don't want to do a shoddy job where I don't feel like doing an episode and I still do it. Whenever I do it, I make sure that I have adequate content to share with you, something authentic. I don't want to just do a placeholder kind of thing. And so it takes a lot right through the course of the week, with the day job, with this, with a whole bunch of activities that happen, to turn up on a Saturday or a Sunday and then saying, okay, what is the me time that I can get where I can share something very authentic, and then editing it out. I mean, recording the episode is relatively easier. Editing it later on as a single standalone, there is no studio, there is no editor, there is nobody. And then distributing it, packaging it, writing it, and a whole bunch of stuff is difficult. So yeah, I will try my best to do Instagram as much as I can. But there is that much I can do. Next, the most shared episode. So here are drum rolls. And again, see, the trend is very common. The most shared episode was, do you disagree with your boss? See, the comic syndrome, think that is this. I mean, I don't want Bus Talk. Well, I'm happy about this. Let's just get that off the bat. I don't want Bus Talk to become Bus Talkers to believe that it is a platform where we bitch about the boss. That is not the intent. In fact, on the contrary, it is to clarify that sometimes bosses are misrepresented, misquoted, often misunderstood. And often the bosses themselves are so uncommunicative that it is a perfect recipe for misunderstanding, disaster in a team. So do you over-communicate? Do you under-communicate? Do you not vibe with the team? So most of the episodes around leadership, bosses and all is primarily to bridge the gap between, say, the employee and the leader or the leadership. And so that you get to hear what probably you couldn't ask in a town hall or a one-on-one or something. There are episodes on how to structure one-on-ones. So, but that was the net of the story, that the most shared episode was, do you disagree with your boss. Very kind of you. The ratings are on an average 4.725. I do feel the love. Thank you so much for being generous and kind. You know, folks like us also are very cynical, is not the right word. It's also, I don't know, is that an imposter syndrome the right thing? It's like, can it be 5? I mean, I don't wish you to give a 2 or a 3, clearly. That's not the goal. But sometimes it becomes unreal and unbelievable. But I will take this with open arms and say thank you. Heartfelt gratitude again. If you think that is worthy of your time and you thought it was 4.7 or 5 or whatever. And some of you who have not voted, please consider voting. Please consider rating. Please consider leaving a review. And I'm not someone who is very closed to suggestions, just so that you know. Bouquets and brickbats, both welcome. I've always mentioned that Bus Talk itself is a work in progress. There are instances where I've said something, then there is a contradiction, then there is a correction. And that is why it is authentic and normal. We don't live in a perfect world, so I have no such impressions of myself of, you know, sharing something which is absolutely etched in stone and will never change. No, it's what I thought at that time, at that point, in with the limited intelligence that one has about that situation, and you comment on that. And so I'm very grateful for you to rate this so high. It really helps. Next, the one thing that could be better are some of the polls, you know, and this is only on Spotify. For those who are on Android devices or consume this on Spotify, there is a poll at the end of each episode. The poll is like, did you like the episode, not like the episode, and probably there is a poll question related to the episode. This did not fare too well. I mean, there were just about 30 odd responses for so many episodes this year. Could be better. So if you think you've not heard about it or missed seeing it after the episode, just scroll down. On this is only on Spotify, and so you will find that question. It's just a MCQ, right? A multiple choice question. Just select A, B, or C, and then that's it. So next, the podcast saw some nice growth, almost 180% growth in listeners, 144% streams, and 39% increase in followers, and a whopping 352% increase in the minutes created. And I'll tell you where this comes from, and I've shared this in previous episodes, where people said, oh, you know, you should compress it from, 30 minutes to 20 minutes. I originally probably had about 30 minutes. Then 20 minutes I did for some while, then so why not 10 minutes? And somebody said, yeah, you know, those 5-minute capsules are even better. And then the final nail in the coffin was when they said, why don't you do like those 60-second Instagram quips? And that I paused one day and said, you know, that kind of defeats the purpose on why I do Bus Talk. I don't do this to straitjacket my content to fit in all these different platforms. The whole goal of Bus Talk is to share simply, peacefully, at length, imperfectly, if you will, and so that people get the real essence of it, and almost kind of creating a counterintuitive tribe of people in the age of instant gratification, finding people who have some patience to listen to this content. And so, guess what happened? I switched back to the long form, as it 40 minutes, sometimes it's 50 minutes, and the listenership has gone off the roof. And thank you so much for, it's our validation, right? It's our need for validation that, hey, you were thinking right. And then not to discourage those who have a micro podcast or small or like listening to quips, I don't have a problem with that. But for Bus Talkers with this content length, it's something which is by design. So this is something, if this is something that does not float your boat, then this isn't easily going to change in Bus Talk. Anyways, the biggest fans, there are lots of shout outs I want to give to people, but without giving the names, let me just give you the general summary. and it's so heartening for all the listeners. They voted Bus Talk as number one. So 52 fans voted Bus Talk as their top podcast across business management. And they listened to the podcast 2.2x more than the other average listeners. And if I were to like zoom out, then in the year gone by, Bus Talk was within their top five. That was 90 fans. So 90 fans found Bus Talk to be in their top five podcasts. And 52 fans found Bus Talk to be in their top, 103 found it to be in top 10. Let me summarize this to you. I was reading off the screen. So for 103 fans of Bus Talk, they thought Bus Talk was in their top 10 podcasts. For 90 fans, they thought Bus Talk was in their top five podcasts. And for 52 fans, they thought Bus Talk was in their top number one podcast. It was their most preferred podcast. So gratitude, and more gratitude. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. So with that, the gratitude section of today's episode, and we've already done 16 minutes, but this is very important to share. And I'll just probably share one more little bit of gratitude, because the teams that put together this kind of statistic, and this is, I'm referring to the Spotify team, they often miss out on the credit and the limelight. So whoever thought through this, whoever put this together, so my heartfelt thanks to you. You know, given that we have already invested 15, 17 minutes in this, let me just wrap this episode here, and I'll put it out as a bonus content, because the actual episode that I have for today is a very thought-provoking episode, and I will publish the full content in the next. So if you scroll down, you'll probably, or scroll up, if you, whatever the case might be, you will find there. So let me wrap this one up with, as just call it, the gratitude episode. Thank you so much. It's a summary of all the good things that happened at Bus Talk right through the year. I couldn't be more grateful. More than that, for those who missed out on interacting with Bus Talk or Bus Talk content, hop over to www.bustalk.in. That's bustalk.in. Well, that's a dedicated website. You will see all the four seasons, all the 160 odd episodes there, categorized under all the big topics: leadership, career management, conflict resolution, office gossip, whatever that floats your boat. You can catch up some of the evolution of Bus Talk, and you might resonate with some of them. So you can sign up for Bus Talk and on the mailing list. And of course, there's an option to leave a voice message there that comes to me directly. So www.bustalk.in is the place to go. With that, let me just wrap this episode. Thank you, and I will talk to you soon. Keep getting your A game to work. This is your host, Ayan, and you were listening to Bus Talk Gratitude episode.